Tonight, Vox Pop, for the first time in its history, comes to you from outside the Western Hemisphere. Yes, the show that travels the world to bring you the voice of the people comes to you tonight from Paris, France. Vox Pop is presented, transcribed tonight by American Express Travel Service, headquarters for worldwide travel. Whenever you travel, wherever you travel, let American Express Travel Service help you plan your complete trip, handle all your travel details. And here are two of the greenest Parisian tourists you'll ever hear, your old friends Parks Johnson and Warren Hull.
Let's see now, page 18.
That's it, Parks, right there.
Where? Oh, yes. Oh, bonsoir, madame and monsieur.
Bravo, magnifique.
You made it.
Okay. French sounds beautiful, Warren, even if you can't speak it.
Yeah, I'll say.
You bet. Folks, this is Paul Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull.
Talking from the most famous tourist address in Europe, 11 Rue Street, home of the American Express Company in Paris. What a wonderful audience we have here, including our own ambassador to France, the Honorable Jefferson Caffrey, and Mr. Minister Pinault, and the Commissioner General of Tourism in France, Mr. Igron. We're so happy to have them with us tonight.
Yes, it's April in Paris. Everywhere, flowers and friendly smiles, sidewalk cafes, artists, barges on the Seine, the view from Montmartre, the famous Avenue des Champs-Élysées. Oh, it's quite a world.
Warren, there's no use trying to describe the Arc de Triomphe, the Louvre, Notre Dame. You just have to see them to believe it.
And, of course, it is described by this short, portly man with the twinklingest eyes, whitest hair, and the largest mustachios in all of Paris. He is the most famous guide at the American Express Company, Monsieur Félix.
Monsieur Félix, it's a pleasure to have you with us tonight, sir. That was a wonderful tour that you took Vox Pop on. We had no sooner landed in Paris. Here was American Express. Here was Monsieur Félix. Here was that tour. What did you show us that afternoon? It was all so marvelous.
Well, I showed you all the tours, the regular tour of Paris.
Tell me some of the things that we passed. So the folks at home will know what we saw.
We saw by the Place de la Concorde, which is the history of the French Revolution. We went on to Champs-Élysées.
Yes.
That's our triumphal road leading up to the Arch of France.
Uh-huh.
There we stopped a while to visit the tomb of the unknown soldier.
Yes.
And from there we went to the Palace of Chaillot.
Uh-huh.
We had that beautiful view over the Seine Valley.
It was wonderful.
And the Eiffel Tower.
Uh-huh. Were you born in Paris, monsieur?
I was born in the southeast of France, in Lyon.
Have you lived in France all your life?
No, sir. I was raised in America.
Yes?
In Lodi, New Jersey.
No. No wonder you talk English. What? How long were you in America?
About 5 years.
As a boy?
As a boy.
Uh-huh. You were in the First World War?
Yes, sir. I was attached to the 28th Division of Pennsylvania.
Oh, you were?
I was at the 107th Field Artillery of Pennsylvania.
But I was with the French Army. On your tours, tell me, is it easier to handle men or women?
Well, the women.
Why?
Well,
I know you like them better.
Well,
but outside of that.
Well, I think the ladies understand more art and history.
Uh-huh. What about the men?
Well, the men...
I'm eating with my chin.
Yes, they always ask how much cost this and how many things that, you know.
Sorry, goodness, man. Yeah. Explain one or two things that I've noticed. I've noticed Paris, of course, is full of beautiful statues. But I've noticed some pedestals with no statues. What happened?
Those were knocked down by the Germans during the occupation. They knocked down all the statues of our writers, poets, or doctors.
But the military
But
is
the
there.
Military stood there.
Well, that was interesting. I want to make one comment here to you. I want to say that Paris is not only beautiful, but it is one of the cleanest cities. It's a habit of yours around here, isn't it, monsieur?
Well, yes. You know, we have
it
a
must be.
Very nice service of cleaning.
You bet. We think, monsieur, yes. We think that we are very fortunate that we had you for our guide to Paris. And to express a little bit of our appreciation on behalf of American Express Company and Vox Pop, would you accept from us a beautiful spring suit for Mrs. Gellix?
Well,
you think she'd enjoy it? Right in that envelope is the gift certificate on that.
I thank you very much.
And do you like ham sandwiches?
I do.
We have brought along, especially for you, a Wilson Gender ham from the United States.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. How many bottles of wine should I
drink? Oh, you find it for wine. You know what it is. And something that we know that you especially know the value of. $50 in American Express traveler's checks. That's 15,000 francs.
Yes, sir.
And thank you, Monsieur Felix. It's been a pleasure to be with you tonight.
And it was a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr.
Felix. Here is the bon vivant, the boulevardier, the boniface, known by many world travelers as their host at the George Sank, the manager, Mr. Max Bluey. Do you believe all those things I said about you?
Well, I don't know. I'm thinking.
Say, yeah. Mr. Blue, do you like your job?
Oh, yes, very much.
Would you rather have that than ours?
Well, no, I'd rather have mine because the people come to us and you go and get them everywhere.
Yeah,
they are. That's the way on this. I don't have to travel. They come from all over the world and see us.
Mm-hmm. Who are some of the famous people you've had as guests here?
Well,
thanks.
Well, we had a lot of very important people. We had your late president, President Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
We had during the peace conference, Mr. Bevin and Mr. Attlee, and of course, Hollywood stars. Two of them, we remember very well. Linda Darnell and Rita Hayworth.
Yes, you would.
Where did you start in the hotel business?
You mean working?
Yes.
Oh, by the kitchen, of course.
You did?
Oh, yes. That's very important.
Well, why do you think so?
Well, I think start by the beginning, and the beginning of our business is certainly the kitchen on the dining room. And after that, you can see go up to something else.
Ah, the cuisine is very important, isn't it?
Ah, c'est très important.
You have a son learning the business, too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But he's a matter of fact, he's a cook right now.
In the kitchen?
Yes, he's a kitchen.
Say, people in the United States, I'm sure, if they're thinking of traveling this summer, want to know something about the prices over here.
Oh, yes.
Tell us.
Oh, well, let's take an example. We're supposed to be right now about the most expensive in Paris, and our top price double room is $6.66.
For two people?
For two people. And that's the absolute top price that we can charge.
Well, that's
now, you can imagine if that's our price, that really it's much more reasonable than most people can think.
So what are your hobbies, Mr. Gluey?
Beside hotel business?
Yes.
Well, I'm a stamp collector once in a while.
Yes.
I like to play tennis.
That makes it just fine because when we return to New York, we're going to send you a big collection of stamps. Would you like that?
Oh, surely. American stamps?
Surely.
Well, that would be just right.
Fine. And your tennis fame, though, happened to go before you, and so we have something for you that you might like. It gave us an idea for a brace of Technique rackets, two cases of balls, and a beautiful hand-knitted tennis sweater, all in a leather case. You like that?
Well, that's a beautiful gift.
And... Have you ever been to, what's the name of that place? La Boite de Sardin? Did I say it right? The sardine box?
La Boite de Sardin?
Yes, a little cafe. We went there the other night, and we heard a girl singing a song that just seems to typify Paris this time of year. We think that someday the song's going to be on the hit parade. It's called La Vie en Rose. Do you know it?
No, but I'd like to hear it.
The Rosie Lila? Well, we thought you would. We engaged the singer to come here and sing a chorus for us, Mademoiselle Paulette Popard. Paulette, come here, Paulette. Would you explain some of the words, please?
Yes.
What? Just give us a couple of them.
Yes. When he took me in his arms.
In his arms? Yes.
I see the love in Rosie.
You see the love in Rosie?
Yes.
Good. I like that. Oh, wonderful.
You see, he's loving Paulette.
I think
we're going to like this song.
He tell me Lovebird.
Lovebird? Oh, this is wonderful. Paulette, go on, chante. Chante.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui, dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat.
Paulette, merci, magnifique. Oh, the La Chante trade book.
You tell them.
C'est Paris.
Ah, c'est Paris.
Oui, oui.
Oh, indeed. Thank you very much, Paulette. And thank you, too, Mr. Blouet. You enjoyed that, I know. There's one thing I forgot to give you, and that's something that you know the value of right well, American Express Traveler's Check.
Uh-huh.
$50 worth of American Express Traveler's Checks. And now, folks, if you want to see and experience some of this rosy life, too, here's Don Hancock back in New York to tell you how.
American Express Travel Service spans the globe. Its vast chain of offices and correspondents reaches out from America to remote corners of the earth. For more than 50 years, experienced travelers have made American Express their headquarters for reliable travel service. Right now, thousands of pleasure and business travelers are booking their air and steamship passage to Paris and all Europe. If you're planning to travel anywhere in the world, insist on traveling the American Express way, and you'll be sure of your accommodations, plus a superb service. And wherever you travel, always take American Express Traveler's Check. Experienced travel experts at American Express offices obtain your air or steamship tickets at regular tariff rates. No increased cost to you. Make your hotel and sightseeing reservations. Give you passport information and assistance. And arrange your rail and sleeping car reservations. With your trip to Europe planned and arranged by American Express, you save precious time and money, and you're an expected guest wherever you go. Whether you desire to travel independently on a tailor-made itinerary, or if you prefer to join one of our congenial escorted tour groups, American Express Travel Service can fill your every travel need. So remember, visit your local travel agent now for American Express Travel Service. Or write to American Express Travel Service, 65 Broadway, New York 6, New York.
Here we are back in Paris after a quick trip from New York. You know, Paris wouldn't be Paris without its couturiers and its beautiful models turning out world-famous fashion. Here's one from Pierre Balmain. She's gorgeous, chic, what, clothes, tail, hat. Parks, your tie straight and your hair patted down. Here she is, Mademoiselle Françoise de la Puente.
Well, you do love beautiful clothing, don't you?
Of course I do. That's why I'm a model.
You wear them, too, and you wear them beautifully.
Tell
me, have you been long in modeling?
Oh, yes. I started modeling in the States.
You did?
Yes. In 1940, I was refugee in America.
Uh-huh.
Thank God.
You were?
And
where?
Where for Adrian.
Oh, out in Hollywood.
Oh,
when did you start with Pierre Balmain?
I first started with Pierre Balmain only a month ago.
And you like it?
Oh, I love it.
What do you love about it?
He's a wonderful boss. Yes. And he makes beautiful things.
Uh-huh.
There's a wonderful friendly atmosphere in the house. And we like to work with him.
Let's talk a little bit more about Stiles a little bit later. I want to talk about you. What do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time? Uh-huh. Well, I learn Italian right now.
Yes? How many languages do you speak?
Well, of course, French, English, a little, and Spanish. And I'm learning Italian.
Uh-huh. Folks can't see it, but I'm having a terrible time ducking this wonderful hat she's got on here. you don't work in the morning, then, at Sierra?
No, I don't work in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I study.
Uh-huh.
And then I exercise. I swim.
Exercise?
Yes.
To
keep my
that
figure,
figure,
you know.
And a wonderful job you're doing of it, I must say. And do you teach anyone English, I hear?
Well, yes. I have a boyfriend who wants to learn English, so I'm teaching him, or trying to.
What is your ambition after you get to modeling?
Well, I'd like to be a sales girl between France for a house and a between France and America, so I can travel. Because it's interesting. You see people, you talk to them.
Yes, and so you could marry, and so you can eat all you want, huh?
Exactly.
I know. You know all the leading couturiers, yeah?
Yes, I do.
Name some of them for me. I'll pass some.
Oh, well, the most well-known are Christian Dior, Jacques Pat, Schiaparelli.
We were there the other day.
Lucien Lelon.
Uh-huh.
Of course, to me, the best one is Pierre Balmain, you know.
All right. And what does Pierre Balmain say about trends? What's coming for us?
Well, we'll have groping shoulders.
Good.
Straight lines that shows the figure.
Uh-huh.
And I think the length would be just about the same. No longer.
No longer.
No longer.
Not even shorter, huh?
Well, maybe a tinter winter dinner.
Well, we hope so. That sounds like great news. Mademoiselle Francoise, you were most kind to join us here tonight. And it wasn't your boyfriend, but someone that we know who knows you told us there's something you would like very much to have. So we're getting it for you. It's a beautiful antique mahogany chest of drawers down in the south of France.
Hopefully
with brass pulls, and we hope you enjoy it in that apartment that you've got coming. And for your home cooking, we know you're a home person too. Another one of those tender Wilson hams. And, of course, $50 in American Express traveler's check for your trip to the south of France.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you. Okay, Warren.
Folks, a few mornings ago, when the sun was just beginning to touch the thousands of chimney pots that we could see from our balcony at the Ritz, we set forth by ourselves looking for what proved to be one of the most fascinating places in Paris, Les Halles, the great central market. And while wandering around looking at the great baskets of vegetables and fruits, we kept asking, "Parlez anglais?" And the answer was always no, until we came to this man who was selling great bunches of garlic. With a broad grin, his answer was,
"Sure."
Francois Merzec. Francois, how long have you sold garlic?
Was 20 years now.
20 whole years?
Yes.
In garlic. Your father in the garlic business, too?
My big father, too.
Your big father?
All the family.
Your grandfather, when do you go to work in the morning?
2-3 o'clock in the morning.
You do?
Yes.
I don't think
every day.
I don't like that business. Say, we thought that your great market, Les Halles, was wonderful. All the beautiful fruits and vegetables there.
Not now.
Well, the season will come on a little later, won't it?
Yes, in the July.
June and July?
Be better, yeah.
They'll be better? Mm-hmm. That's good. Have you ever been in the United States?
Where?
In the United States?
I can't stop.
You haven't been in America?
No, never.
No? Well, how did you learn English?
I learned English in England.
In England?
I've been in England selling onions.
Selling onions?
Yes, when I was young. With a stick.
Selling onions with a stick. Well, can you sing in English?
Yeah, oh, a little bit.
Un petit peu?
Un petit peu.
All right.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I have a little ring about the north. I can't go right through my head.
Oh, that's wonderful, Francois. You never thought you'd grow up to sing on the radio, did you? Say, you sound...
Oh, it's the first time.
Oh. It's the first time.
And maybe the last time.
Well, you sound very happy, Francois. But I think possibly, if I know what's been going on over here, that you've had some bad times, too, since the war, haven't you?
Since the war?
Yes, some poor times.
Yes, very poor.
Mm-hmm. Well, Francois, it gives us the greatest of pleasure to be able to thank you for being with us in this particular way. We have for you one of those Wilson tender-made hams, jambon, you call it?
Huh? Yes, jambon. Oh, yes. It's very good.
Oh,
it's
and...
a long time.
That one right there, and an all-wool gray flannel suit. You like that?
Yeah.
Now you...
Too big for me.
Now you walk down Champs-Élysées, and to send to your friends in the country, we know you have some out there growing garlic. We have 15 boxes of seeds. They were sent by Woodruff and Sons in Milford, Connecticut, and they'll grow tons of vegetables worth of American Express traveler's checks for you, Francois Merzec.
For me?
For you.
Thank you.
Pour vous. Thank you. And now, before we cross the Pont Neuf over the beautiful Seine to the left bank, let's travel across the Atlantic for a few words from Don Hancock.
The gaiety of Paris and the art and culture of France and other old world countries are as unsurpassed as ever. The historic attractions and the scenic grandeur of the Western European countries are now available to you through the friendly and efficient travel services of the American Express. Escorted tours of Europe are scheduled for departure periodically from May through September. Join one of these small, congenial groups and enjoy to the utmost your visit abroad this summer. Steamship and air transportation is in great demand, so make your reservations at once for choice transatlantic accommodations. If you prefer to travel independently on a tailor-made itinerary for business, education, or pleasure, travel with the American Express in Europe and be assured of an unexcelled travel service. So make your plans now. For detailed information about American Express European travel services, see your local travel agent or any American Express office. Or write the American Express Travel Service, 65 Broadway, New York 6, New York.
Another quick round trip, Paris to New York and back to Paris. And here we are in the offices of American Express Company, 11 Rue Street, in Paris. You know, Paris is the home of artists. Here's an artist that Buzz Willis and I found as we were yesterday afternoon strolling past the sidewalk cafes on the beautiful Boulevard Montparnasse. From a block away, I saw a vivid red tie. He's got it on now. Then lots of silvery hair, and finally the bright, friendly smile as he chatted with friends. And here he is with me tonight, an artist that many of you already know, Money Cutts.
Yeah.
Why do artists love Paris?
Because Paris is the center of art.
Yes?
If you are famous in Paris, you are famous in the whole world.
That sounds logical.
In the atmosphere of Paris, it's the only real atmosphere for a real artist.
You mean you can paint here better than you can paint anywhere else?
Yes.
How many artists would you say there are in Paris?
Oh, by between 30,000 and 40,000 artists.
Really?
Yes.
How many of them are making a good living?
Oh, not very much, by 5, 10.
How many of them are making all right, doing very well?
A couple of artists.
Uh-huh. And most of them are just painting because they love it?
Sure, art, it's like love.
Art is like what?
It's like love.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sure.
You do love it, huh? as a little boy, did you plan to be an artist, Money Cutts?
Yes, sure, all my life.
Paint on the walls at home and everything?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Now, are there the days when you don't feel like painting, maybe?
Sure. An artist can paint every day.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you don't paint weeks, months.
Yeah?
And after just the inspiration coming, just you paint.
I see. That was a wonderful studio that you had over there. 255,
Boulevard 5.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you inviting us in there. It was really wonderful. What would you say is your most valuable possession? I saw great many things in there. Great interest.
I think friends.
Oh, friends.
Friends.
Every time I ask him, he tells me something I'm not expecting, and he gives me a wonderful answer. Friends, there can be nothing more valuable than friends.
I see.
You're quite right. You were in New York not too long ago.
During the war, I was in New York.
I thought I had seen you there.
After I left my university, I came back last year.
I thought this red tie was no stranger to me. Well, Mr. Monicott, I want to thank you a lot for being with us here tonight. And as a small expression of our appreciation, we have one more of those Wilson tender hands left. Can you use it? Could you?
I will give this to the actor.
Fine. And then for the next inspiration that you have when you would like to paint in the south of France, and I know that's in your mind at the moment, we've arranged a trip, which is very easy for anybody with American Express Company, for you to the south of France. And, of course, $50 in American Express traveler's checks. That's 15,000 francs. Yes. And thank you a lot, Monicott. We've enjoyed having you with us.
We were watching travelers from all over the world coming and going here at American Express yesterday, at their headquarters, of course, and asking for their mail. We found these three girls from Los Angeles.
Girls.
Well, you're the prettiest gray-haired girls I've seen in many a day. Mrs. Manspeaker, Mrs. Burgess, and Mrs. Powell. Say, how are you seeing France, you three?
Oh, by automobile.
Really?
Yes.
Well, is this for the first time?
For the first time for me, and for Mrs. Powell. Mrs. Burgess,
been here two or three times.
You're an old-timer, Mrs. Burgess?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You're not afraid, you three, to be traveling around here all alone?
Not at all.
Not after the kindness we've received from everybody.
Well, have you had any mishaps at all?
Well, we found ourselves without money and without gas one night at 10 o'clock.
Really? Where? Right here in the...
No, coming from Brussels into Saint-Germain.
Yes.
And it hadn't been for the kindness of the proprietor of La Poste at Chantilly. We just slept on the road.
He took you in?
Took us in, gave us some hot soup and beds, and when we couldn't get any money in the morning, he gave us the bill and lent us the money and sent us on our way.
You can't ask for more than that.
We feel most grateful to the French in every way. We receive nothing but kindness and courtesy on every hand.
Well, do you find that conditions are a little different than you had been told at home?
Oh, indeed so. Many people told us not to come.
They did? Well, boy, what do you tell them right back now?
We say, come, by all means.
Do you recommend it to young and old?
Oh, we think it's lovely. The young people especially should come.
Why?
Learn something about France and be able to understand the people, meet the conditions that are facing them for the future. I think every young person should come to Europe.
And I might add that from our experience, all you have to do is walk up to anyone not knowing a bit of French, say parlez anglais as I did, but do it with a smile, with friendship in your heart, and what a wonderful reception you get. Now, I can tell you that's straight from the heart, from my own experience. Say, we have to leave you girls now, and I know you're going on through France. We have to get on over to England. But in leaving you, we want to thank you for having run into you down here and for having you come up here to talk with us tonight. And we have for each of you something that might possibly interest a woman. We have something from tonight's showing at one of Paris' leading milliners, Maud and Nano's, a new creation for each of you. You like?
We want to know that I love red. Just what we wanted in Paris.
Yes? You like red?
Yes, I love it.
Well, there's your choice there. And, of course, for you experienced travelers, we know, of course, that you, all of you, would like $50 worth of American Express traveler's check, and we have them for you. Thank you both cordially, Mrs. Manspeaker, Mrs. Burgess, and Mrs. Powell.
Folks, it's April in Paris, but Paris in any month is wonderful. You must come even if you have to swim.
That's right. And France with a spirit that can't be quenched. We've learned to love it and to admire its people. We've told you that. They've done miracles in recovery through hard work since the war.
And now, folks, travel with us across the English Channel and on to London
Yes, Vox Pop comes to you from the heart of the British Empire next week, from April in Paris to London in the spring, and friends with whom we've had many close ties.
So, until we greet you next week from London, England...
Good night, folks.
Good night, kids. So long, everybody.
There they go, your old friends Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Brought to you, transcribed tonight, by American Express Travel Service. Headquarters for worldwide travel. Tune in again next week to hear Vox Pop continue its European tour and bring you colorful, exciting people from London, England. Meanwhile, remember, whenever you think of traveling, go to your local agent for American Express Travel Service. Stop in at our nearest office or write to American Express Travel Service, 65 Broadway, New York 6, New York.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.